You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with Q3 results that made headlines this week. Indian Oil Corporation Limited this week reported its third quarter profit for the financial year 2023-24 at Rs. 9,220.85 crore, up 935.7% in comparison to Rs. 890.28 crore during the same period last year, surpassing estimates. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 2,26,892.08 crore, down 2.3%, as against Rs. 2,32,303.20 crore during the third quarter of FY23. According to a CNBC TV18 poll, IOC was expected to record Q3 profit at Rs. 4,387, while the total income recorded for the quarter ended December 31, 2023 was at Rs. 2,28,160.31 crore. Total expenses incurred during the quarter in review stood at Rs. 2,16,802.74 crore. Meanwhile, Canara Bank this week reported its third quarter profit at Rs. 3,738.26 crore, up 27.9% in comparison to Rs. 2,923.16 crore during the corresponding quarter of last year. The bank's net interest income stood at Rs. 9,417 crore, up 9.50% on year. The net interest margin, meanwhile, stood at 3.02%, improved by 9 bps. The bank's gross non-performing assets ratio stood at 4.39% as of December 2023, as against 5.89% recorded during the same quarter last year. The net non-performing assets ratio stood at 1.32% as of December 2023, as against 1.96% last year. The provision coverage ratio improved to 89.01% as of December 2023 from 86.32% as of December 2022. Moving on, Tata Steel this week posted a net profit of 513 crore on a consolidated basis for the quarter ended December 31st, missing consensus street estimates of Rs. 1,688 crore, driven by demand from the domestic market. The company had posted a net loss of Rs. 2,224 crore for the comparable year-ago period. It had posted a net loss of Rs. 6,196 crore for the preceding quarter ended September 30th, impacted by weak performance of its European operations. For the reporting quarter, Tata Steel's revenue fell 3.1% to Rs. 55,312 crore from Rs. 57,084 crore recorded during the comparable year-ago period, while EBITDA rose 54.7% to Rs. 6,264 crore from Rs. 4,048 crore. In some more industry news, Tech Mahindra Limited this week reported its third quarter profit for the financial year 2023-24 at Rs. 510.40 crore, down 60.6% in comparison to Rs. 1,296.60 crore during the third quarter of FY23, missing estimates. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 13,101.30 crore, down 4.6% as against Rs. 13,734.60 crore during the corresponding quarter of last year. According to a CNBC TV18 poll, Tech Mahindra was expected to record Q3 FY24 profit at Rs. 605 crore, and revenue for the quarter in review was estimated at Rs. 12,813 crore. The company EBITDA stood at Rs. 1,146 crore, down 46.5% on year. Over to market, in a relief to foreign portfolio investors with disproportionately high exposure to a single corporate group, the Securities and Exchange Board of India has decided to give them more time to comply with the new disclosure norms on beneficial owners or liquidate holdings, sources close to the development said. In its latest move, the markets regulator has informally advised FPIs that by the end of January, the ones that exceed SEBI-defined threshold limits will get 10 to 30 days to make the necessary disclosures. If they fail to do so, they will get another 6 months to prune their holdings to admissible limits, said the source. In some more market news, Azim Premji, founding chairman of Wipro last week, gifted a little over 10 million Wipro shares to his sons, Rishade Premji and Tariq Premji. The gifted shares are valued at about Rs. 500 crore. Post-transaction, Premji now holds about 215.5 million of Wipro shares. Both Rishade and Tariq received about 5.1 million shares each from their father, taking their holdings from 0.03% to 0.13% each. Premji's holding after the transaction fell to 4.12% from 4.32% as per BSE. The senior Premji had 225.8 million shares in Q3 of FY24. After the gifting transaction, that fell to 215.5 million shares. A total of 10.23 million shares changed hands, priced at about Rs. 489 each. Lastly, Indus Towers this week said the collections from one of its largest customers, Vodafone Idea, has improved in the October-December quarter, and it expects the telecom operator to continue clearing its monthly bills. In January, Vodafone Idea paid Indus Towers Rs 300 crore towards its past dues, which the company recognized in the October-December quarter. Payment by Vodafone Idea for its part past dues was in addition to its monthly bills, Indus Towers said, without naming the telecom operator. Prachur Shah, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer of Indus Towers, during the October-December earnings call said, quote, collection from one of our major customers, Vodafone Idea, slightly improved in Q3, October-December, with some collection against the past overdue, unquote. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.